Sarah, how can I help you?
Hey, Sarah. Did you talk to Carol?
Yeah, I did. I did. They're asking for a different caregiver as well.
Okay, so they're not asking for a different agency?
No.
Okay, because what I don't understand is, here's my whole thing. I had a seizure yesterday, and I texted her in advance to let her know that I wasn't coming in today. And then she has said to me last week, she was like, if you ever need to like say that you can't come in for an emergency, just let me know and it will be fine.
Yeah.
This is the first time of me saying that I had a cold on Friday. So I said that, then I told her that about the seizure today. And then she was like, well, I want a different agency because this agency isn't providing him enough hours.
Right. I'm just telling you what they told me. Yeah, they probably just didn't want to answer any questions. It's fine. But, I thought that someone had called you earlier, too, about the Xena case.
She didn't say anything about it. She was like, I can literally read you the message. I was so confused. That's why I called you, because she said, hey, it's Ruth from Family First Care. Just contacting you in regards to the case we have available in Philly. What days are you available? I said Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. She said, okay, we are getting the case, but still working on overnights.
Yeah, we're still staffing the overnight hours. So we're still working on a couple of shifts, and we're going to lock up a schedule once I have all the people.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but I will keep you posted on everything.
All right, that's fine. Thank you.
All right, thank you.